You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. This past weekend, right here in Edmonton, Canada, victorious in both their games in pretty convincing fashion, Paul. And they didn't back their way in. They kicked the door down and are going to the World Cup.
Well, first of all, Jason, I know how much I mean to you now. you know what? They did kick the door down. And Venezuela, like you, we spoke last week on your show, Venezuela broke Canada's heart back in 2015. They have a good basketball team. Now, they had a lot of travel issues getting to Edmonton, showing up at 5 o'clock at the airport, having to play at 7:30. But regardless of that, what is impressive about this, the Canadian men's basketball program, is the way they have retooled and re-engineered themselves so that when they bring players in, they are part of a system that they're already familiar with, and they really have developed a way to insert parts in, and they have a variety of really good parts to choose from. So there were no NBA players here, but there are some borderline NBA players that were playing, and they played together really well. They hustled. They worked hard. Everybody that I've talked to that was there was so impressed by the way this team played together and how hard they play, how well they communicated. It was a real impressive showing over the victory over Venezuela and then a thumping of Panama.
When you look at, you know, obviously when you get your team together, you want to get as many NBA stars in as possible or players. But who are guys who are outside in the NBA that you think could really could have an impact on this program, you know, not just this past weekend, but moving forward?
Well, you know, we had a lot of Canada basketball people in town over the course of the last week and a half surrounding the FIBA tournament, and we also had other meetings in town. And the CEO of Canada Basketball talked about their strategy of coaching continuity, systems continuity, and player continuity. To answer your question, Jason, the Scrub Brothers are, you know, both playing at one of the top teams in Spain, which is, you know, if this team was in the NBA, they'd win some games. The Scrubs are definitely to be considered. Melvin Edgem, who has had some, has had a variety of cups of coffee with the NBA, is another great player that would fit onto any national team configuration. And then a player that actually plays in the CEDL, Aaron Best, who just shot the lights out from deep both nights. All four of those could easily be placed on the World Cup team next year and be contributors.
Well, that's going to be the next step, Paul, really is, you know, and that's maybe the unfair part of this a little bit is that, you know, the guys who punch, and I guess you got to feel part of the team. And so a lot of them know that, well, you know, when push comes to shove here, they're not going to be on that final roster, right? Because you look at, you know, some of the young Canadians right now in the NBA that are off to just, you know, unbelievable starts, right? And that bodes well for Canada. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for OKC is just, he's just shredding it right now. He is so fun to watch.
Oh, he, you know, and I don't know if you watch, if you see this in his game, like this is something I noticed. He looks like he's playing in slow motion a lot of times. There are great players who can slow the game down and control the pace and control their defender in such a unique way, and Gilgeous-Alexander is one of those players. Sometimes he goes to the basket, and looks like he's walking to the basket while he's dribbling the basketball, but he completely owns his defender. You're absolutely right. He is shredding it right now in the NBA. To your point, though, Jason, there really is, I think, a chapter being taken that the Canada basketball has consciously looked at, and that is to create a culture of contribution from everybody that's involved. You could be called up at any time. You need to be committed to and ready to go. But that doesn't mean you've got a place on the next team. And I'll tell you a real quick story. The players on this team were having a discussion about who was going to be on the team when they go to the World Cup. They weren't including anybody on this team. They were excited about all the players that could be going to represent Canada, because Canada basketball feels they have a shot not just at medaling, but at winning the World Cup with the talent that they have and the systems that they're building. So that's, you know, that may be getting ahead of themselves, but it shows where their mentality is. And isn't that refreshing for basketball, that that's what the belief system and the culture that they're developing is leading to and what they have set their sights on?
Talking all things basketball with Paul Sir from Basketball Alberta. Let's flip over to the NBA, and you know, Scotty Barnes came on. He was fine last year, and it's Rookie of the Year, but maybe quite hasn't had the start of the season he wanted, at least consistently. Well, what do you see from Scotty's game that's maybe just out of disjointed?
It is disjointed, and it's a little bit of the sophomore jinx that players sometimes can have after having an outstanding rookie year, and now people know what your tendencies are, and they're taking away, you know, the maybe two or three go-to moves that you've got. But, and again, I know we talked about this before the NBA season on the show. Can Scottie's game evolve to a higher level? Because is he another OG Anunoby, where he's a Swiss Army knife? He can do everything well, but nothing great. Or is he capable of developing an offensive game, for instance, that can start becoming transcendent? Can he put more weapons in his offensive arsenal that can allow him to go from 15 to 18 points a game to 18 to 22? So far, he hasn't been able to do that. But it's relatively early in the season. We know it's a long season. But what I do see right now is he seems to have plateaued and is struggling to come out of that plateau. And for the Raptors to have success this year, they're going to need more from Scottie Barnes than what they're presently getting. And I detect some dissatisfaction at the not necessarily at the coaching level, because they haven't been vocal about it, but Masai Ujiri has been vocal about it. He's not happy with what he's seeing from Barnes and a couple of other players. So I think they're going to have to pick it up. Maybe it's as simple as, right now, there's some lack of confidence, and that translates into a lack of effort. I'm not sure, but you're right, Struts. So far, not so good.
Paul Sir joins us talking all things basketball. Now, Paul, I'm not sure how many people had Benedict Mathurin, you know, who was going to be on Canada's team at the upcoming, you know, World Cup. But here they are, and like he's pretty much bowled his way into it. Like, you're starting five a year ago is probably a lot different than your starting five right now.
Oh, it is. And Mathurin is definitely in the starting five, and you just hope he doesn't get hurt, because this guy's a stud. It's an interesting thought of who your starting five would be right now. I'll be interested in what you guys think, but Jamal Murray, Gilgeous Alexander.
Yeah.
You go with Mathurin, of course. Chris Boucher, maybe, I don't know.
Andrew Wiggins.
Wiggins, Lugans Dort. Now I see Dort as a guy coming off the bench, but I think that Gilgeous Alexander, Murray, Wiggins, Mathurin, and then Boucher, that's an awfully nice lineup that you would have going up and down the court to start with, and then bringing a kid like Dort off, who is a suffocating defender, a lockdown, suffocating, special athlete that can do things with a player one-on-one that very few players in the NBA can do, very few players anywhere can do. He can just suffocate you.
Yeah.
So this is an intrigue. Yeah, this, you know, this team is going to be very, very tough. And again, with the continuity, having Nick Nurse, having this the experience with the team under their belt, Canada basketball's culture is you're either in or you're out. So they're not taking guys, they're not begging guys to play. They're saying, if you're committed, that's great. And we didn't even mention R.J. Barrett. Like, you know, you were talking about R.J. Barrett maybe coming off the bench. That's incredible, because a year ago you would have sworn R.J. would have been in the starting rotation.
Is there an area of concern for the team when you look ahead?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, you broke up there.
what's an area of concern you'd have for the team that maybe is lacking depth or the talent required?
I don't think it's lacking depth. The only concern, and I'm not overly concerned about it, is how well they shoot the three. That would be my only concern. Here's my concern. Can they play to their potential? Because if they play to their potential, they're as good as anybody. And when I say that, I mean it. They're as good as anybody in the World Cup. And that includes our guys down south. They're as good as anybody. And that, who would have ever thought, I never would have thought I would be making that statement. But I am making that statement. These guys are really, really good. Now, by the way, I didn't throw in Kelly Olynyk. What a great guy Kelly would be coming off the bench. And he may be the starting five because of the way he passes the ball. So my only concern, can they shoot the three? Probably. I don't see that. That won't be a problem with the guys they have. Can they defend? Yep. Can they score? Yes, in a whole bunch of different ways. And can they defend? Yes, they can. So they've got all the pieces. It's just a question of putting the puzzle together and making it work.
Yeah, it doesn't even haven't even mentioned guys like Dwight Powell and Dylan Brooks out of Memphis. I do want to get your thoughts. It's early on. I'm not saying he's going to make the team, but what have you seen from young Canadian Shaedon Sharpe so far in Portland?
Well, he's good. He's good. He's going to be seriously considered. Like, the kid can play. He's been a major contributor as a young guy to a Portland's team early season success that nobody expected. And Shaedon Sharpe looks good. Like, he's nice. He's not Mathurin, but he's a guy when you come into camp next year, talk about an abundance of riches. You've got a guy like that that you might not even keep on Canada's national team. 10 years ago, you would have been knocking on his door, sleeping on his doorstep, taking mom out to dinner all the time just to get him to consider playing. And now, he may or may not make the team, and he's really, really good.
Paul, it's a good time for men's basketball in Canada. The women's team obviously is pretty deep as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.